Welcome to the About Sex podcast. I'm Josh, and with me is...
Angela Skirtu. I am a licensed marriage therapist and certified sex therapist.
Yay! Well, that's good, because we're talking about sex. So you're a sex therapist, we're talking about sex.
Good deal. Out.
Perfect. And today we're actually talking about the internet, and specifically dating on the internet, and how to go about it in an ethical way, and not take advantage of other people and not be taken advantage of.
Yeah, how to be safe.
And one of the topics I wanted to cover is how to make sure you're not the other woman. Meaning...
Or the other man.
Or the other man. So you go online, you meet a guy, you start dating, and you don't know that they're married. You have no way of knowing. You can try to Google them, you can try to look them up, but how do you know? So what are some signs that somebody is hiding it from you?
Well, of course, I mean, if you can't find them on social media or, this is actually a pretty common thing.
Yeah.
I've noticed that people will create fake Facebook accounts.
They'll make a second Facebook account.
And if you look at their pictures, so like most people who are on Facebook are on Facebook.
Yeah,
like they have lots of pictures. They have a timeline that stems back years, but people will create a profile on Facebook and there'll be three pictures and then nothing years before.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that's a little shady.
Okay. So make sure they have an internet footprint.
Yeah.
That's a good way of doing it.
Because if they're really open, then you're like, okay, this is the person who they are, you know?
Right.
They should have a few shady pictures of themselves maybe getting too drunk on a Saturday, you know? And you're like, okay, that's a real person.
Sure. Okay, but if they have a really good cover story and their Facebook account looks legit, what are some other ways? You know, I think one is that, you know, let's say you start dating them and you take a photo with you and them and you want to put it online.
Yeah.
If they have a problem with that, that's a big red flag.
Yeah, like if they freak out if you put like your status is dating with them.
Yeah.
I'm dating this person. Then they shut their Facebook account down.
Yeah. That would be a big red
that's
flag.
That's a little concerning. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Could be a hint that you're dating somebody who's dating another person.
Or if or you married. Never meet any of their friends or family.
Yeah.
If you start dating them and you're on a regular basis meeting up with them and you never get introduced to anybody at all.
I wonder what the timeline is for that, because I think when people are first dating, they're not going to introduce them to their friends.
Sure.
But then again, like there's other people who are really just open, and so they'll like invite a potential lover to a group outing, you know, like in a bar or something.
I think after the first few dates, let's say three dates, you should have met somebody.
Maybe
from their
one
life.
Friend.
Maybe one friend.
We're setting the rule right now. After three dates, you need to meet a friend.
And it's not that's the specific rule. It's just that could be another red flag. If you're like, hey, why don't we go out? You got any friends who want to come out? If they're saying, no, I don't want to bring my friends, you know?
If they never want to go out in public, that's one.
Oh, yeah.
They only want to go to your house. They're like, no, let's not go anywhere. Or let's only go to the shady part of town.
That's always that's always been a red flag.
People
have always talked about
that one.
Some
people don't know.
They're like, oh, I want to, If
it's
you
like,
never
no,
go
let's
out,
never leave the house. Let's just watch a movie at your house. And you can do that. It's not to say that everyone who wants to watch a movie at their house is just trying to hide you from somebody.
Yeah.
But like, if that's the only way you can ever go out, come on.
Or if they get freaked out if you try to push on any of these things, you say, no, I want to meet somebody or I want to go out. You know, if they have a big issue with it, then there's a red flag. Also, look at their ring finger. If it's ever so faint, if it looks a little glossy or a little bit less tan there.
Oh, yeah.
Guess what? They probably have a missing wedding ring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I know. There's an indention once you've had your wedding ring on forever. But this is the other problem is that some people
do not
keep their wedding ring on. They don't wear it. Like a lot of guys do this where they don't wear their wedding ring. They haven't their whole marriage. So it's hard with that one. Like, and their wives, I know this because their wives are pretty pissed about it, and they always talk to me about it counseling. Like, he never wears his wedding ring, and he'll always have some excuse. But the truth is, why aren't you wearing your wedding ring?
There are a lot of jobs, actually, that specifically that men do, that it's dangerous to wear.
Things where you have equipment.
Ring. Anything that could crush the ring, it's required to take it off.
Sure, like, certain blue collar jobs
in a machine shop,
and
if you're
actually
working with heavy
if you're
tools,
a chemist certain chemistry jobs
maybe.
Be careful.
Who knows? You never know.
I understand, but sometimes it's not that they just like I don't like having a ring on my finger. They'll always say something like that. I'm like, really? It's a way to show your commitment.
But anyway, that's the other side. So is there any other signs you should say that you would think that you're the other woman or the other man?
If they're not clear of their story, so like sometimes people are divorcing or they're mm-hmm. separating, but they haven't really finished the paperwork.
Right.
And so they'll say, they have these stories. They'll say like, well, we haven't been married for a long time, or our marriage has been dead for a long time. Right. Like it's kind of like they're being a little bit.
Okay. So they're a little bit lying.
Well, they are in a weird situation.
But they make, that actually is a good cover story if you're trying to cheat. Because the person who is the other woman, they will understand why you then don't want to bring them around your family and
well,
stuff.
Yeah.
Because then it's an awkward situation because I'm still...
We're
you know,
still
we have
figuring
kids
things
still,
out.
Yeah.
We haven't finished the
but
paperwork.
Really, is they're probably cheating.
You know, I feel like the truth is...
If somebody's going through a divorce...
If people are clear about it and where they're at, then okay, maybe. Yeah. But if they're really kind of being wishy-washy about mm-hmm. what's going on or when the timeline is, I'd be leery, you know? Like, so, when are you actually going to fill out the paperwork or when's it going to, you know?
Anyway, so let's move on from that. Let's talk about dating on the internet. Okay. Other ways that you can be ethical or protect yourself. One of the ways is, what were we talking about?
Being honest.
Be clear with what you want, what
your intentions are.
So if you go on to Tinder and you put down that you're DTF, which means you're
down to fuck, right?
Yeah, you're down to bang. Let's keep it PG. I'll have to bleep that. You're down to have sex.
Okay.
And that's, you're okay with that. If you put that there and then you meet up with somebody and then you get real clingy and you're like, I want a relationship. Well, that's a problem for them.
They really were just trying to have sex.
And if it's the other way around, where if you're putting that you're wanting a relationship and that's what you're looking for, but then as soon as you bang them, you walk away, well, you're being a dick, you know?
Yeah. Well, and I know why it happens. I think sometimes people lie because they don't want to hear no. They don't
want
to be rejected.
Yeah,
they just want
rejection.
Yeah. Like if you do just want to have sex, a lot of times people don't want to just have sex. They are looking for a relationship.
They want intimacy.
But to be ethical, if you really just want to have sex, you just need to be honest. Yeah, you're going to get some no's.
But there are a lot of people out there that are just okay with that.
Yeah, there are plenty of people that are DTF now. Yeah. Like, it's a new world. There are people who are down for threesomes. It's a whole wild world.
There's an acronym for it now, for God's sake. DTF.
I know. Like, plenty of people are interested in it. I mean, go to your local bar. You'll find someone.
Yeah, just open your legs. You'll find someone.
Well, for females, I think that's easier than males. Sure. And that's why I think males tend to be the ones who, in that situation, aren't always honest. But females have done it, too. Let's be honest.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, be honest with what you want. You know, it's funny, I've seen that on like Christian Mingle or something too, where they'll get onto these sites but they're not even Christian.
Oh no, they
not,
just want to find women who are that's it.
Really, they're just trying, you know, like, so I guess the big thing is, could you guys just be honest with each other? That'd be nice.
Yeah, don't take advantage of people. Like, they're looking for something specific, be that or get. There's other people out
if
there.
If you're being vague in your answers, take some time to explore what you really think about the thing and then come back and give them a real honest answer.
Exactly.
Well, so another question I kind of have just for you, your thoughts. Do you think that when people are just meeting each other on the internet, they should be sending pictures to each other?
Yes.
Okay.
Dick pics?
Well, I'm asking, what do you think the rules should be if you haven't met the person or if you've only recently started with them?
It's up to you. Whatever you feel comfortable, but to protect yourself, an important rule is that you never send a photo that could identify you if it's not PG. So that means if you show any body part, make sure there's nothing that can identify you. If you're sending your boobs or your dick, make sure your face isn't in it. Or if you have a very specific tattoo.
Yeah, don't let it show.
Yeah, don't have anything identifying in it, because a lot of people on the internet are not actually people. They're bots.
Or trolls, yeah.
No, they're bots. They're called Twitter bots. And they specifically will seek out people to try to get them to send photos so they can post them online.
Oh, my gosh. That's terrible.
It's not hard to code. It really
Oh, my God. From a coder here, right?
Yeah. That's all it is. There's people that do it, too. But really, there are a lot of bots on Reddit that will specifically look for posts or people who are looking for other people. And they say, hey... And it'll send a random dick pic or something and say, hey, you want to exchange, you know, something like that.
Well, so you should kind of have this idea in mind that, like, yes, this person, hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
Right.
So prepare for the fact that this person may use your photo put it on a website.
Assume, rightly so, that they're a terrible person. Because generally people are.
Some people can be. But hope for the best. You know, like if you get to know them and it's great, then
I say that not meaning that all people are terrible. I say that meaning when you're on the internet, until you've met somebody, mm-hmm. you're not a person to them. And people don't treat each other on the internet like people. Yeah. They don't see you, they don't know you. They actually don't treat you like a human being because they've never met you. You're not real to them. There's a weird disconnect humans have with mm-hmm. that. So when I meet you on the internet, I may say things to you that I won't say in real life.
That's true.
And I may never say those. I may be more flirty online. And then in real life, mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, how's it going?
That's why I always tell people when they are dating on the internet to meet as quickly as possible mm-hmm. because of that exact
right.
reason.
Because
people
you're not
are
real.
More open and they're not who they are in their
right.
real day-to-day
There's
self.
There's a disconnect. Mm-hmm. I don't know what quite causes it, but we just treat each other.
Well, it's anonymous.
You're anonymous, right.
Yeah.
To a point. But when you're dating, you're sending your photos and all that, but it's still
a little bit anonymous. Safety.
Because
you know,
you can
like,
always shut it off.
You can think about what you want to say, whereas in person you just say what comes out of your mouth.
You
right. know, like there could be a 5-minute pause between texts where you're thinking about how you want to come back in
right.
a cool way, you
and
know
the, and it's also just there's no face, there's nobody
yeah.
there looking at you saying hi and talking to you, and there's something that happens when somebody's in the same room with you. You gain empathy for them
yeah.
because they're real. They're a real person. You see their face. You see when they get sad, when they get happy, when they get mad, and you actually care about them, even if it's not in an intimate way. You actually still say, eh, that's a human being. I wouldn't want to murder them. But if they're online.
You have no problem murdering somebody
no
online.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I heard a story about all those people that died. Moving on. What else is in the news? People
that's
do.
That's terrible.
It's true.
Overexposure creates apathy.
It does.
that's what I heard recently.
That's another big part of the internet. We're very overexposed to reality. The horrors
I see.
Of it.
Well, so be
horror.
Safe with the picture until you've met somebody.
Yeah.
And then once you've met them and you feel yeah. like, hey, this is a good person, you may still want to be safe. I've heard of stories where a boyfriend will still take a picture and post it. So
oh, yeah.
be careful
it
either way.
It happens all the time.
People are
or
douchebags at
assume
times.
You're going to break up. Because here's the thing. Almost all of your relationships don't end up becoming your wife or your husband.
That's true. It's pretty
because
high
only one of mine has. So all those other
he doesn't have more
people,
than one wife
yeah,
people.
Exactly. So all those other people that I dated, they didn't become my spouse. So at any point, if I
think of all those dick pics.
I know. I sent
where have they
so
gone?
Many dick pics. No. I don't know if I've ever actually sent a dick pic to anyone else.
I have a few.
Oh, yeah. You have a good collection. You're like, stop sending it to me.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So any other topic or do we think we covered it?
I think we covered it. We have a couple minutes left. Is there anything else about internet dating that you can be ethical or be safe?
Well, like my rule I said before, meet as quick as possible, also, meet in public.
Meeting in public is a good one, and I think it's mm-hmm. important to...
Drive in your own car, don't come together.
Meet in a place where you can't be easily taken advantage of your first mm-hmm. time, too.
Yeah,
that's
I wouldn't
important.
Drink too much on the first date. I know people love drinking, but you're trying to get to know each other, so...
And don't take a drink from somebody if you don't,
yeah.
didn't see it poured.
That's true.
You never know if you've been rupied.
As our favorite comedian Joe Coy says,
oh, you got they're gonna give you a rupee.
Yeah. Yeah, and then keep trying, you know.
Yeah.
Like it's not a big deal.
Oh yeah, it's tough. I do not envy the single people in the world. Sorry people, it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But keep at it, because one day you could get lucky. Probably not, but
oh my gosh.
There's a lot of miserable
people. You can get lucky many times and
really
just not end up in a long-term relationship.
Just also understand that the other person on the end of the line is also wanting just to be, they just want to be happy too.
Mm-hmm.
So you may not connect with them, but just be respectful. Don't be a douche.
Don't be a dick. And
yep.
that's the moral of the story.
So tell them about your practice, Angela. What do you do?
I am a marriage and sex therapist. I own St. Louis Marriage Therapy, and the website is www.therapistinst.louis.com.
And this is the About Sex podcast, where we talk about sex. You can find us at aboutsexpodcast.com. And have a good night, everybody.
Thank you for coming.